This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, coming up at 11:20, so about 17 minutes from now. Our buddy Terry Pluto, the outstanding columnist, writer for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, author of Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback?
Just get me a quarterback.
Maybe the new book, we can ask Terry, why can't this team just find its quarterback, its coach of the future?
Franchise coach. How about just put both the words together?
Quarterback coach?
Coach or back.
We have a quarterback coach.
Oh, did Coach Covington have his final press conference yesterday?
No.
Are we waiting for that?
No, we're going to have the introductory press conference in the new place.
I think he should say goodbye first. I mean, he's given us so many
great... He gave us a statement.
He gave us so many great moments. And so, you know, just the way he laid down his foundation for the fans of this great city and just the way he is just committed to everyone here in Northeast Ohio. And now we're just going to say goodbye to Coach Covington? I don't think so.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Jim Schwartz interviewing today. We talked all about Jim.
How do you think that's going?
At the beginning of the show. If you're Jim, what do you say? You'd have to lay out an offensive plan. And as we said, when he was in Detroit, Matthew Stafford set a record at the time for the most passes thrown in a season. Over 700 passes. Second all time in the NFL. Second. Unbelievable. And then threw 663 passes in a year, too. So Jim's not afraid to let her rip offensively.
So if you work there and you're interviewing for a job there, like normally you walk in through like the coach's door. Today, would you walk in through the front door?
You wear a tie? Suit? You're going to wear your Browns gear.
Yeah, do you wear a suit? What do you do?
I don't know.
It's got to be kind of a weird feeling.
I don't know. I'd almost show up. I would certainly not wear Browns gear.
I wouldn't wear black.
I would take
gold.
A different approach for two reasons.
Okay.
I am not wearing my Browns gear. So you can hire me and I can put it back on. Or you cannot hire me and I'll go put on my Giants gear.
Or I could wear my Falcons gear. I could wear my Browns gear, come into the interview like that wearing sweats and feel really comfy. So you could feel comfy. Just so it's almost like, why do we have to be so formal about this? We all know each other.
Like wearing PJs around the house, right, Andy?
Exactly right, Jeff. Yeah. It's like, you know,
you can wear those plaid flannel things, show up.
It's like TV anchors not wearing any pants underneath the desk. Comfortable.
Sounds personal, Andy.
Comfortable.
And Tommy Rees also interviewing. We laid out some things about Tommy. He's really, 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 really highly thought of from everybody who tells you they think highly of people.
Think how easy it is. They don't have to give tours to either one of these guys at the facility. They don't have to show them the plans for the new stadium or the new renovations out in Berea.
What's Tommy Rees going to say?
Hey,
Jim Schwartz can say, look, 3 years, our defense was really good in two of those 3 years. Really good. Yeah, here's my track record. What's Tommy Reese going to say?
He's going to say, take a look at this
back
wall. I
had the second lowest scoring offense in the NFL.
We scored 6 points against Cincinnati last week. No, he's going to say, hey.
Seriously, what's he going to say?
He's going to say, step on up, look at this. I'm going to guess your weight, your age, or your...
Everybody says I'm going to be really good.
Take a look at this wall. You can win anything from here.
Is that a sales
to
pitch?
Here, but here to here.
Everybody says I'm a savant. Is that a sales pitch?
That well, congratulations, guy. Savant. You got the job.
I will say, he gives a mean press conference for a guy who's only 33.
Yeah, I like him. It's not that I don't have anything.
I like him
I just
too.
Think he needs a little more time to be a head coach before I'm
kinda,
not ready yet.
I'd kind of like to see him. You know what wouldn't be bad to me?
That, you know what his biggest hindrance is? Is that he was calling the plays the end of the season. And that we saw a little bit of what he could be in the future. And you're like, give him a little more time.
If you're Tommy Reese, I would think you might have to say this. Hi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Andrew, in your press conference, you said, you know, we're going to add offensive talent. You guys gave us a wide receiver group that's subpar. You gave us quarterbacks who are way subpar.
I'm not hiring you already. You're so negative.
And our offensive line is old and injured. So if you expected us to make chicken salad out of this stuff, you were sorely mistaken.
I'm sorry. You're in an interview and you're saying this.
What's he going to say, Andy?
He's
going
to have to say,
hey, how about that? We scored about 14 points a game.
Well, he's got two choices. He could throw Kevin under the bus and say, you know, I kept
telling
Kevin.
Which he won't do.
How do you know, man?
I know.
You're talking about being, I mean, if he wants a job, these guys just fired him, so they're obviously not on the same page as Kevin.
Well, he's going to have to clearly differentiate himself from Kevin.
Yeah.
Nick Saban thinks I'm smart.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, Nick Saban. Well, you know, my brother.
Let me call the Predators offices and see if I can get a hold of Nick. Wait a minute. Yeah. He's out renting his Airbnb.
Would you rather sit in a triangle or a box or a triangle in one?
No showers longer than 5 minutes. It's a rule.
Oh, it is.
That's what Nick's going to tell the Haslams.
That's right.
No showers longer than 5 minutes. You'll save a lot of money in the locker room.
That's true. You will. I would never VRBO from him.
Here, where's the hot tub?
Hey, God, make sure the timer works on that thing.
Kenny's in California. Kenny.
Yes.
Hi, Kenny.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Where in California?
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Very nice.
So I enjoy you guys. I enjoy your objectivity and obviously your knowledge of the game and the way things work.
Thank you, my friend of the show, Andy.
Friend of the show, Kenny.
As long as there isn't
a giant butt.
Here comes the butt, yeah.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the comment that T.J. Ward made about media in Cleveland being miserable.
Okay, so Jeff didn't. Oh, you did hear it. I heard
no,
it.
No, you.
Yeah, it was on the morning show. Okay, go ahead. What do you think? Yeah. Just tell me what you think.
So I think it was a blanket statement. It wasn't unfair. However, I think a lot of media in Cleveland is disingenuous, meaning the notion that you guys have had a bad organization for so long and have been losing for so long. It's almost as if media is expecting it and has that disposition. Here's why I say this. I listened to the Jason, his rant about Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
And when I say disingenuous,
Jason Lloyd.
Jason Lloyd. And when I say disingenuous, it seems as though a lot of the factors in context is being left out. For Shedeur Sanders to come into that organization where he had a coach that really didn't believe in him.
Kenny, you're saying a lot of stuff that we don't care about today. I got to be honest. Okay. The Shedeur stuff doesn't matter to me today.
Let me go back and talk about what you said in the beginning of the TJ Ward stuff. Like, yes. I, first of all, I mean, I've been lucky enough to go around the country and just see other medias, right, and see how they correct. React. I didn't correct. Totally disagree with what he said. That, you know, right. he said, I'm trying to think, the word he used wasn't grumpy. Miserable. What were they? Miserable. Miserable.
Miserable.
Yeah, you know what? I think there are media members in Cleveland that are miserable. Totally agree.
Yeah, there are guys who pump gas for a living who are miserable.
No, I know, but I don't think TJ, I also think TJ had a pretty good relationship with a lot of the people that were in the media here, but
TJ's a nice guy.
Remember he sat in our studio.
TJ sat right over there and was sweating so profusely, Kenny, that his girlfriend was blotting his head with a tissue. It was terrible.
Wow. Anyway, he's painting a picture. I don't need to. My bigger point is, I think he's right, but I think you can't stereotype all the media because I don't think everybody's the same way.
And that's why I said it's a blanket statement.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because if you look at the overall picture, I mean, the Cleveland Browns O-line, horrible. Receivers is what, the bottom of all of the receiving class?
Doesn't get any worse.
It can't get any worse. I mean, what was you expecting a guy to do? And it's kind of like hypocritical. On one hand, you say, well, his receiving core is so bad that they can't get open. They
all
can't
right, Kenny, separate. Thank you very much. We're hiring coaches today. We're not talking about quarterbacks.
It's okay, Kenny. Call again, though. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, Kenny knows what he's talking about.
Even if Jeff's rude, I'll always
not being rude, Andy. Yeah, like I'm just miserable. TJ Ward said so.
Like I'm saying, Kenny, we're on the same page.
TJ said so.
I made him a friend
Forget
of the show.
The fact that we have a baseball team that competes every year and doesn't spend the money that people want it to spend. Yeah, competes anyway. Forget that we have a basketball team that goes to the playoffs on a regular basis. We're all miserable.
Yeah, we are miserable.
We're all miserable.
Thank you.
And I work with you.
That's
we're all miserable. John's in Menard. John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're miserable, John. We're miserable.
So, I get it. Hey, on the head coaching search, I don't think they're going to get anybody that's got any kind of head coaching experience. And the reason I say that is because I think those guys, I'm talking like the Jim Schwartz and, you know, Harbaugh, they're going to want some semblance of control that I don't think the Haslams and Barry are willing to give them. So I think you're going to be relegated to a coordinator. That said, you guys made a comment about Haslam not being involved. And you said, well, he's the owner of the business and this and that and the other thing. There's a difference there in that it does not matter what he does. He owns an NFL team. It's going to go up in value. If he bought and purchased any other business other than an NFL team and ran it as poorly as he has the Browns, it would not be increasing in value, and he might be filing for bankruptcy. So that's kind of all I'll say.
All right, okay. John. Thank you very much. Man owns the business. He can do anything he wants.
Sorry.
You see it all around the NFL.
You see it in regular business, too.
Absolutely.
But he's right. Sometimes they end up going bankrupt. You never know.
Yeah. NFL teams won't. But you had to get enough jack to get into that game, Andy.
That is true. He was able to sit down at the table.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, man. It'd be awesome.
That would be fun. Terry Pluto is all over all the coverage of the Browns. Terry for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.